Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Simon with the 100 Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge. That's where I post the topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you come up with the stories. It's a Labor Day weekend, so folks are getting a head start on enjoying the last fling of summer and avoiding writing, which, believe me, I'd try it if I didn't challenge myself to write one of these a day until the day I die. So, what's the topic this week? On the line. Let's see who's on the line and coming up first. We'll have to go back and check who won last week's poll, and that's Jay Radimus. Problem is, Jay Radimus has already hit the beach. Probably out there with the Great Height folks. That's okay. That's cool. They're going to build a big castle and do all sorts of songs and stuff. They're having a good time. But over here, we just want to do the stories. So let's get started with the first person who sent in a story this week, and that's Justin, the space turtle. That's right. Meow. That guy. So here we go. Take it away, Justin.
Space turtle. It's about 11 o'clock. And finally got it written and I'm recording it. It's been a while of those days. Ugh. Steve's entire research grant hung on a thin line. The slightest failure would topple it over and ruin his chances at research. The music industry would revolutionize marketing if it had a way to quantify a band's target market. His first test was to see if his apparatus would indeed measure a certain quality of a specific musical genre. In the back of a hole in the wall, he attended a show of the emo punk band Razor-Winged Butterfly Kisses. With the needle deep in the red, he discovered that he could indeed measure a band's anguish in angstroms.
I like the word angstrom. It's a fun word. Reminds me of asparagus. An angstrom of asparagus. You can check out more from Justin the Space Turtle at, well, the link is in the show notes. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also the text for his story up there on the site, and you're going to be able to vote for your favorites. That's right, your favorites. More than one. And you'll also be able to see the topic for the next one. Although I'll just give it away now, peas in a pod. Yeah, I don't normally do that. I should probably start doing that. Maybe save people the trouble of having to check the site and, sort of like what Jeff Heights was doing with including the topic for Great Heights in here. That was cool. Okay. Well, let's keep going here. And we've got a few more stories. Next one up is Norval Joe. Get ready for that harmonica music.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 176 with the prompt of On the Line. So here's my story. "You're gonna let me win," Ed threatened the five other boys. Each put a toe on the line and waited. Bang! Ed sprinted forward. Tim knew the bigger boy would soon fade. Halfway around the quarter-mile track, Ed slowed. Tim moved to pass. Ed's elbow to the nose put him back in place. On the final stretch, Tim went wide with a burst of speed. Blood ran freely from his nose. He shot past Ed to the finish line. No one cheered or patted him on the back. PE was over. It was back to the classroom for math. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. you know, I remember phys ed and I remember math, and there was a lot more bloodshed during math class. I mean, folks would be coming up with derivatives and all sorts of crazy graphs, and all of a sudden, fists would start flying, calculators this way, that, pieces everywhere. It was crazy. You know, there was blood on the graph paper every day. You know, we were just wild. We were wild and young and stupid. But we fought over math. Oh, well. Next up is TJ. And in case you don't want me to spoil the surprise with TJ, put your fingers in your ears, okay? He's a North Dakotan. Okay, you can take your fingers up. Wait. How are you going to know? I'm just going to wave my hands here. Hey, take your fingers out of your... Okay. God, I hope you're not driving.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, our last line of defense in any invasion from Canada, and this is Context. One definition of insanity is doing a thing repeatedly, expecting different results. As Carl fled the auditorium, pursued by bloodthirsty mob, it seemed insanity as well to perform the same act to the approval of one audience and the inflamed outrage of another. Their applause thundered on the line, couple it with something, make it a word and a blow, as Mercutio in R&J. Less so in an increasingly awkward sword fight in Hamlet. And while his wife seemed to approve at home, the reaction was markedly different upon his delivery of them in the comic breakaway doublet. Shakespeare for kids, indeed.
Ha 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 ha. Nothing like a little Shakespeare to class things up, huh? Thank you, TJ. The T and J. Okay, we won't go there. Next up is Guy David. He's done the music for the beginning of this podcast, the end of this podcast, probably for Anima's piece, and a few others. Many, many pieces over the years, and I think now's the time to announce he is the music man. All right, here we go. Guy David, coming right at you.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 176. I'm Guy, and I'm not gonna take it anymore. The topic for this week's challenge is On the Line. Enjoy! Enil enof et, enit et no, said the inscription. What does it mean, asked Susie. The archaeologist raised his glasses to his forehead and said, it's in some long-forgotten tongue. He looked at it again, turning the strange writing this way and that. Susie took a peek over his shoulder. The scribbling began to turn and move. It glowed slightly, then rearranged itself. The inscription now said, sorry, but we're not in right now. If you care to scribble a message, we'll be sure to get back to you as soon as possible. Some things never change, said Susie.
Thank you, Guy David. Ooh, creepy. Probably wondering why I'm kind of low-key not ranting today. Just kind of tired. It's been several long weeks.
What are you doing?
Kitten's knocking things over and running around. Nardo's in the other room sleeping. Bruin's sleeping. You can tell when he transitioned from kitten to cat. When it's like, okay, instead of running around like crazy and knocking things over, I'm going to sleep. Kitten is up, knocking things over and wandering around and clawing my butt. I mean, I'm sitting here in the chair, and it's kind of a iron back, but, you know, posts, and she climbs right up and just sticks a paw right into it. Yeah, just, ow, like needles. Bruin went through that phase. Nardo, I ended up with him, like, when he was two, so, but Pipey, oh, man, that was a claw monster. She was a bad kitten. All right, enough of my kitten stories, but hopefully this long weekend will help me recover and get my energy and my mojo back here. All right, unless, you know, my wife and her sister totally wear me out. Not that that would ever happen. All right, next up is Anima. Anima has returned. She has her voice back. She has her that little kick in her step. All right, I don't have it in me to just ramble. I don't have the strength for it. So here's Anima. Enjoy.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 176. Thank you, Guy David, for the intro music. This story is My Mama Told Me. Malicious little imp. You stand teetering on the brink of innocence, a smile curling your lips. However, the evil glint in your eye belies your true nature. You raise your right leg, left toes on the line, ready to hopscotch me into a nervous breakdown. Will it be now? Or now? Or now? I hear my own mother. Just wait till you have kids of your own. You'll see. I should have listened. The bandages have hardly been off a week. Why must you and your furry friend sing that song?
Step on the back, take your mother's back.
Ouch. Sorry about that, Anima. That's gotta hurt. The bandages are still on. The missus, though, they don't want me to see what's under there. I don't think I want to see what's under there. Ugh. Well, thank you, Anima, and here's to a speedy recovery for you. Damn. Okay. Alright, so something you probably don't want to know. When kitten is crap, it smells real bad. Wow. She's just going at the litter for, like, minutes here. Not really doing a good job of covering it up. She's like working on her presentation of the turds instead of burying them. Always a fancy artist. Next up is Linda. She's gone just a little crazy this week. How can you tell? All right. Now, don't forget that Linda also has cartoons. I think you want to see them. They're spiders and they're a little weird, but still, check them out. Here's Linda.
Hey everyone, it's Linda, your friendly moon freak. That moon is so awesome this week. And yes, I sit out there going, we like the moon! This week's theme was On the Line, chosen by some schmuck that keeps winning. I don't deserve it, but thank you. This one goes out to the ones that gave me the idea for the topic. Enjoy.
Look at them down there, fiddling with their shiny things. Totally not real blackberries, by the way. Harvey chipped his beak on one of those things in April, and he hasn't been the same since. They think they're tweeting? They don't know the first thing about tweeting. When we sit up here on the line, we're one with the whole world, able to send out the alarm for worm sightings or where to get bread with one sound. Well, here comes what you get for not looking up and admiring the bird over your head. Ha! I just pooped.
Birds mocking tweeting. I like it. And I've been a little more conscious about what I've been sending out via Twitter that Really, I can't imagine 1,239 people giving a rat's ass about what I'm doing. I know most of them are bots, but let's say that there are like 50 real people out there. I can't even think of 50 real people who give a damn about what I'm doing. I don't even think my sister-in-law and my wife give a damn about what I'm doing right now. You know, they're asleep. Well, okay. The wife actually was puttering around a little with a coffee pot, but I'm just surprised that she's up. Normally she's not up by noon on a weekend. She sleeps in. I don't. I wake up, you know, 6:30 for work, and then 7, maybe. And then I'm like, oh, good, I got all the sleep I could. Or even if I'm up till 2 on Friday night, I'm still up with the sun. There's no breaking that habit. I'm damaged. And speaking of damaged, let's finish this abbreviated 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge off with Planet Z.
I called the operator and asked for help. It's an emergency, I said. She said, please stay on the line while I connect you. But it sounded like, please stay on the lion. I looked around for a lion. None nearby. I pondered hanging up and calling someone to ask where the nearest lion was, but I didn't know who to call to ask for lions. One moment, please, said the operator. And then, after a brief series of clicks, I heard the unmistakable roar of a lion. I hung up the phone. Good. Now the damn movie can start.
And that's it for this week. The weekly challenge number 176, on the line. 7 stories this week. Keeping it short, keeping it brief, paring it down under double digits for the first time in, I don't know, almost 2 years. It's kind of nice, really. Labor Day weekend, I know that folks are out there enjoying it instead of huddling over their computers Friday nights trying to figure out, oh my God, what am I going to write this week? That's okay. They can go out to the beach, they can go to the museum, look around, and be inspired for next week. Maybe we'll get triple digits numbers of stories from people. Maybe not. And that's all right. This is about challenging yourself, giving it a try, keeping it brief, and having a little fun making an excuse for a brief pun at the end of the story, that little twist. Or perhaps you'll treat it like haiku and a scene, unchallenging, serenity, and peace. This Labor Day weekend, many of you will try to catch up with all the stuff that piles up during your life. Me? I'm just going to try to recover my wind. It's good that she's home. And it's good that she's feeling better, although I don't want to see what's under the bandage. That's for a sister to deal with. Ugh. All right. Well, you can check out more about this podcast, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. If you don't feel like listening to stories and just want to hear me rant, which I don't know why, go to rant.isfullofcrap.com. And I think let's finish off the year with a good push. And enjoy while you're writing. Don't suffer for your art. Revel in it. Yeah, I know, I miss the geek gathering here in town. There are more important things to do. And if there are more important things to do than write a story, I say do them. I say vacuum. Cuddle a cat. Sweep up those leaves. Defend yourself in a criminal trial. Instead of just wimping out and pleading guilty. That's all for this week. I'll see you next week. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for sending stories in and reading them. The midget is off on a 2-week holiday in Aruba. Keep sending me postcards. You don't want to know what he smears them with. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.